Money FM 89.3, best of prime time.
According to Edmund Tai's Q1 2022 quarterly report, Real Estate Times, the first quarter of 2022 witness encouraging performance across most real estate sectors.
And as Singapore moves ahead with a major easing of pandemic curbs, what does this mean for the sector? Rosy, like Tim had hoped just now or thought? Or, you know, are we being too optimistic there?
Well, let's find out. Desmond Sim, the CEO of Edmund Tai, joining us on the phones this afternoon. Good afternoon, sir. Desmond, how did the overall real estate sector fare in the first quarter of 2022?
Good afternoon, Tim. Afternoon, Melissa. Happy Freedom Day.
Freedom Day, I like that.
Well, we can't call it that quite. I think they don't really want us to do that. Yeah, okay.
Okay. To start with, I think we'd like to mention that the past 2 years has been relatively challenging. 2020, we've bear the full brunt. The real estate market really saw a lot of challenges around it. 2021, I think it was a little bit muted. So the resilience and stabilization was the main word we put around it. And at the start of 2022, I think we're seeing basically green shoots of growth coming to, across most commercial sectors and even industrial sectors. So I think we are poised for a good year ahead, barring very large unforeseen circumstances.
Well, if you look at total investment, right, total investment sales witnessed a notable 35% increase as well in Q1, right? So what figures should we be looking at or paying a lot more attention to?
Well, I think the growth of 35% quarter on quarter, I think the figure, the total quantum that we raked in Q1 was just shy of 10 billion Sing dollars. Mm. So I think we've seen collective sale deals like Tanglin, what we call shopping center, has been transacted. Anson also has been transacted. So a lot of commercial deals did come in. I think at the end of the day, there is some optimism from the institutional markets, the capital markets, to basically some of their capital in Singapore in light of basically capital preservation as a main key theme.
Desmond, this is where your Happy Freedom Day comes in, because the easing of COVID measures, and part of it is 100% of employees can return to the office, and we did see them today. What do you expect to see in the office and retail space?
Well, measured easing basically improves sentiments, both business sentiments as well as consumer sentiments. So what we see for office and retail space, office is basically still going through a little bit of a gray area, because top management are still struggling to determine how much space they really need, especially now that there's a work from home factor being thrown in. But the grade A vacancy is actually very, very tight, because people are still expanding. We see firms coming into Singapore to use Singapore as a base. And for retail space, I think it surprised us on its resilience, especially coming from the suburban retail space. We saw suburban retail, a lot of domestic spending start to basically support all these what we call shopping malls and things like that. The only word of caution for retail space is that while we enjoyed 2 years of domestic spending because Singaporeans can't spend anywhere, but I think when the borders start to open, tourism dollars is usually spent on luxury items. So we might see some leakages going forward.
Mm-hmm. Well, if you're just joining us on Money FM 89.3, you're listening to our chit-chat with Desmond Sim, the CEO of Edmund Tai, on the outlook for the real estate sector, especially with the relaxation of COVID measures. Now, Desmond, one of the biggest areas of interest, right, in real estate, of course, in Singapore, would be the residential sector. How do you see the volume and as well as the prices moving?
Well, I think the residential sector in Singapore was a little bit of moving in a different way, because during the past 2 years, when everybody's in the pandemic or endemic period, the key thing was interest rates was all-time low. Right, and people were just putting in money, and that basically created the market to basically see growth for probably 8 consecutive quarters. But of course, we all knew that in December there were measures thrown in to basically quell all this exuberance in the market. So the first quarter, basically transaction volumes came down quite a fair bit, almost by half. But we also saw the pace of growth for property price index also slow down a bit. But I think it's a matter of both developers as well as the potential buyers are, you know, taking the time to let this measure sink in, you know, and when the supply start to come in again, I think we'll still see some relatively health in the market, back in the market again. So, but I think affordability remains key that the government is looking at.
All right, Desmond, keeping in mind geopolitical tensions over there in Europe and inflationary pressures all over the world as well, what is your outlook for the rest of the year in the real estate sector?
I think our outlook for the rest of the year, I think because Singapore tends to relatively deal with the COVID situation relatively well, we're opening up. Now, at the end of the day, yes, there might be geopolitical tensions. There might be pressure coming in from interest rates. No, there might be still have what we call supply chain issues, and for Singapore especially, also labor issues. No, but at the end of the day, in terms of capital, in terms of where money is coming in, we feel that Asia is going to be a big focal point, and especially for Southeast Asia as well. And Singapore tends to be the linchpin of Southeast Asia, where most of the headquarters are being located, as well as where the money is coming from. So hopefully we can enjoy from that.
All right. Nice to hear your insights, Desmond. Desmond Sim is the CEO of Edmund Tai with his outlook there for the real estate sector here in Singapore. You're listening to Powering Your Property here on Prime Time.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.